fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles are riding a three-game winning streak going into the bye. We want to analyze where they're at right now and where they're going to be at in the future. And we brought in former Eagles linebacker Gary Cobb from GCobb.com and the man on the sidelines for the Eagles radio broadcast, also the Fox 29 sports anchor, Howard Eskin. And Gary, I'll start with you. The Eagles are 6-5. What is the biggest surprise up to this point in the season, in your estimation?
Without a doubt, I think it's the defense. You knew that the Eagles were going to be able to do some things offensively with the talent they have. You know, you got LeSean McCoy, guard is one of the best backs in the league. So you expected him to be able to do some things, especially with Chip Kelly coming in. It's supposed to be an outstanding run designer, and he's shown that he can do that. You know, of course, Nick Foles, I would have to say that might be the thing, too, that, you know, is up there. With the numbers he's put up, not that their record, but his numbers. I mean, you know, to be the leading passer in the league and to be able to get up on this level and play at that level consistently over a period of time has been amazing. But I'm still going to go with the defense because I think when it's said and done, they could be the difference and the reason that they get into the playoffs and everything, because this defense, just all of them, they're learning the NFL game. I talked to the guys on the defensive line, and you can see they're getting smarter. They know when to anticipate things. They've been able to read the formations and things. And I will give, defensive coordinator Billy Davis a lot of credit. They're getting so much smarter. Just being able to talk to them, and I know I could ask them questions to see where they're at mentally. These guys are getting smarter. They understand what they're doing, and that's why they're getting better. And I think they're going to get a lot better before the season's over, and I think it's going to surprise a lot of people.
King, your biggest surprise.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gary hit on a lot of really good points, and certainly the defense is a surprise, especially when you consider the first home game, San Diego scores 30 points. If they played anything close to the way they're playing now, they would have won that first home game, the first game of the year. So the defense is really doing well. And, yes, I think to everybody, to us here and the people out there, it's a surprise. However, when you look at what Nick Foles has done, the defense is a surprise. But they've got some good players here. At the beginning of the season, it was Michael Vick was the quarterback. And Nick Foles, I thought, had a really good chance because he's a good decision maker of being the quarterback. But surprising that he's this good at this point, consider he hasn't played that many games as a starter in the NFL, and he's a very accurate passer, but among everything else, he is a terrific decision maker, because a lot of these passes and a lot of these plays really aren't his first option. And the fact is, he has to call a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage. He doesn't have to. That's what they do. All that nonsense they do on the sidelines, probably 30% of the time, it's like Peyton Manning. It's all meaningless. And Nick Foles makes those calls, watches, and he just makes really good decisions. So I'm surprised because I don't think we knew what to expect from Nick Foles. We thought he had a chance. And I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. I don't know if he's the quarterback of the future. But he's got more than a chance now with the way he's playing.
Howard, how come Chip Kelly just hasn't named him the starting quarterback to this point with the way that he has played through his starts this season?
Well, we're allowed to say this here. He's bleeping with people. I didn't say the other word.
He really is. I don't think he's had to. He's not going to do it until he has to.
Yeah, no. He doesn't have to do anything. Yes. He doesn't have to come out there and give you more than three-word answers.
That's right.
But the reality is, I think because the media wants to hear out of Chip's lips that Nick Foles is the starter, he's not going to do it. Now, after the bye, he's got to do something because you can only say Michael Vick's hurt for so long. He hasn't been hurt
Michael
for the last
Vick
2 weeks.
Michael Vick is looking real good walking around. I can tell you that.
Exactly right. So I just think he's having fun screwing around with people. And Jeff McClain, who he toys with like a QB doll, like a voodoo doll. Bang! Here, Jeff, take that one. When he asks those, I don't want to call them stupid questions, but they're obvious questions. He says the other day, is it ridiculous to ask you the starter? And Chip says, yes. And what do you think? He's going to say something right there? But I think he just likes to play with the
game. From the player's perspective, are the players in the locker room starting to wonder, hey, look at what this guy has done. 16 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Well, I don't think there's really any wondering. I think that it's really his job. And I think if you can see just the whole way that Michael Vick is walking around, he's comfortable with the fact that, hey, this kid has played great. He can understand that it's all about results. How could you play better? How could you take him out when he's leading the league in passing? You know, just playing on an unbelievable level. So I can understand how Michael Vick has been comfortable with it. It's his job, but he's not going to name him the starter until he has to do that, where Michael Vick, completely healthy, says, hey, look, you know, it's Nick's job right now.
Well, yeah, and Chip said he's going to talk to the guy, so he's obviously going
to
play.
Yeah, hey, listen, I think he's already talked to Mike.
Well, because he's really not hurt.
Yeah, because you can see he's comfortable, you know. And
well, I don't think Michael...
But if I just want to throw in one thing about Nick Foles, I think the best thing he's done, he's created Riley Cooper. I mean, he has, because of his confidence in him, has developed a guy, and, you know, the key is, as a player, is making the other guys better. Look what he's done for Riley Cooper, in that he's seen the ability, and he knows that he can play the ball in the air using his size and everything. And now teams have to worry about that. Now you cannot focus on DeSean Jackson. That opens him up. You still got the running game that really create problems. If Riley Cooper can continue to be productive, I'm telling you, that creates a lot of problems for a defense.
Michael Vick is obviously a much better person than he used to be before he came here. And Michael Vick understands it, doesn't like it. I mean, he's made a comment to me. I asked him, well, how do you feel about your future? He said, man, I've been in the league 12 years. I'm going to be fine. So what happens now wouldn't have made any difference anyway. People know what he is. He's an injury-prone guy that's got some really good athletic ability. And he's become a really good teammate. Can't be happy that he's not the starter because he doesn't have a contract next year. It's all about his future.
And that's the reason he'll get signed somewhere where McNabb
because he's been a good guy.
Because he can be there and be a team player and not create problems.
No problem.
Really, you think about one game, you hand him the ball and team hasn't had a chance to get ready for him, man. That's a problem.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think Michael has handled it well. He can't be excited that he's not starting, but he's become such a good teammate that he's kind of going with the flow. And anybody with half a brain, even some of these reporters who have less than half a brain, would understand.
Howard. Be nice.
Must be the bye week. Too much fun during the bye week.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying this, you know, in good fun and as Chip says, sarcastic. You understand sarcasm? You throw it, you catch it. So it's all about that.
This is a good time for this team, though.
But, yeah, yes. But, and they understand. How can you not understand that Nick Foles is the starter? And he was a starter a few weeks ago, the rest of the season. And the reason I think that had to be the case, when Michael Vick goes into a game, you don't know if he's going to finish the game.
Yeah,
you don't know how many games he's going to play. And Chip doesn't want to keep on with that, rotating the quarterback.
Well,
that's not
I think Nick has played well enough to where
it's
his job. And the way this team is growing in so many facets, this is an exciting time because this team has not gotten to where they can get to from the level of play on both sides of the ball. And that's why I think teams are looking at the Eagles and saying, you know what, we really don't want to deal with them later on. And so I think that they're a dangerous team.
I think they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the division. I wouldn't be surprised if they shock somebody in the playoffs because they are getting better.
That's a hypothetical. I don't want to go with hypothetical.
Yeah, well, got you.
We got plenty of time to delve into that. So that's going to do it for our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Howard and Gary, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the bye week.